So there's an interesting little stoush going on right now in the Barossa that you may or may not be aware of. So there's a new Barossa Valley tourist resort that is being proposed or talked about being constructed to the value of $110 million. It would create more than 220 permanent jobs. They're going to lower some speed limits on the local roads. There's a little bit more coming out. So you would say, okay, on the surface, that would be a tick. There's a lot of good things to come of that. But there are a lot of people in the Barossa and residents and people that work there that are concerned by this particular construction. One of those joins me this afternoon. Matt McCullough joins me from Langmuir Winery. Matt, thanks so much for your time. Lovely to have you on.
No, pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
Can you tell me the concerns you have with the idea or the concept of this build?
Look, the concern simply is not about being anti-development or anti-jobs. It really comes down to the location of this particular development within the character preservation district and the significant landscape protection overlay in the rural zone of the Barossa, which is there to protect the special character of the region. Now, we are all pro-development. We all want to see hotels and jobs to encourage more people to come and visit the world-famous Barossa wine region, but just not in this location, which has many issues around bushfire safety, the visual amenity, the fact it's in the foothills, that there's no infrastructure here, that there will be traffic concerns, and that whilst it sounds great on paper that it's going to create jobs, it potentially is going to put more pressure on the local housing market, driving up prices, rental availability with more workers coming in. And because we're facing a shortage in hospitality in the Barossa, as well as the rest of South Australia, that potentially it's going to drive up wages, chasing fewer jobs. So there are potential consequences with this development, but the biggest issue is literally where it is, not the development in itself, which we all encourage in Barossa.
So the problem with the location, is it more than just the aesthetics? Is it, as you say, about the fire danger concerns? I know they would have to extend water mains. Is it because the infrastructure is not there, or a combination
of
those?
There is no infrastructure there at the moment. It's vineyard land. So this development would incorporate a hotel. Now, as to the visual aesthetics, no, the beauty's in the eye of the beholder. The developers talk about it fitting into the regional aesthetic, but I don't know how straight lines made out of glass and steel. This thing would be six stories high, 244 metres wide, situated in the foothills of the Barossa Range. That just runs counter to all things Barossan. As Antonio Gaudi famously said, the guy who designed Sagrada Familia in Spain, there are no straight lines in nature. And yet this rectilinear structure is going to be imposed on the landscape using materials that are not found in Barossa.
It's a good point you raise. A lot of people are agreeing with you too. I know there is an online petition. You've got over 1,200 people also concerned about this.
Yes, look, we are just trying to drive awareness of this. The imbalance in the planning system is that the developers have had 2 years and teams of professionals to develop their environmental impact statement. That runs to 1,767 pages, with the appendices referring to another 800 pages. So there's more than 2,600 pages of documentation to read. Now, we're just members of the public. We've got day jobs, and it's the run-up to Christmas. We have got to read, assimilate, understand, consult with people who know about bushfire, who know about, you know, traffic impacts, labour shortages, all these things. And then we have to respond within 30 days when the developers have had, you know, 2 years and, you know, the budget to match. It's a real challenge. So, again, it comes back to, it's not this development, it's just, it really is its location that is the issue.
To give our listeners too, Matt, some kind of idea of the size of this particular tourist accommodation attraction, it's 235 metres in length. That is 1.5 Adelaide ovals. So the oval is 167 metres, so you could probably add on another 80 metres or so on top of that. So you're talking about 1.5 Adelaide ovals long. As you say, 14,000 square metres with up to 16 metres of height, which is the sixth story of the hotel. So it is a big feature of that area,
yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It would be huge, and it would dominate no matter what you do, the development of that scale. And we have appropriately zoned tourism zones within the Barossa Council and the Light Council for tourism. Also, the benefits of this kind of development would be much better in a town. This is a 5-10 minute drive, 5 minutes to Lindock. Mm-hmm. It's 15-20 minutes to Tanunda, another 5-10 minutes to either Nuriripa or Angaston. This will keep all the people in that resort. There's no flow-on benefit to the local cafe or restaurant or department store, or people can't walk to local community events. There are other alternatives out there. There's the Oster in Settlesfield, which I believe starts construction this month. Mm-hmm. There's Nexus in Lindock by Chateau Yaldara, for people who know their wineries in Barossa. So within sort of 10 to 15 Ks of Barossa Park, which is a lot of what's driving this, there are already two approved hotels which would add 200 rooms to the about 1,300 rooms there are in Barossa currently. If you go down to Sandy Creek, to the golf club, they're proposing another 103 rooms there. But that's next to a golf course in the correct zoning. This land is zoned rural because it's a vineyard and it's within the Character Preservation District and the Significant Landscape Protection Overlay. And that really is the issue. What you think of how it looks and the economic benefits. The economic benefits are not driven by the developer's location. You could put this in one of the towns where the whole community would benefit, mm-hmm. not just the hotelier is in Intercontinental in this case. And Intercontinental, if you look at their hotels in wine regions around the world, none of them are in vineyards. In Bordeaux, it's in the city of Bordeaux. In Burgundy, it's in Beaune. It's in Napa in California. It's in the city of Napa itself. Mm-hmm. There's 15 places that Intercontinental operates in wine regions, from Italy through Spain through Germany. None are in wine in vineyards.
Yes.
So this just does not need to be in the rural zone. And also, there was a Supreme Court decision that John Geber of Chateau Tanunda bought that decided that there should be no tourism development in the rural zone. So what the developers have done here is they've tried to add the winery and vineyard component in to be able to try and link this development to the primary production source of the land.
You make a great argument. Matt McCulloch is my guest. We're talking about the idea or the concept of the construction of the Barossa Valley Tourist Resort, $110 million, which has been proposed, IHG Hotels, 150 rooms, 130-seat fine dining restaurants, vineyards, rolling hills, but there's some concern about it. As I say, over 1,200 people have signed that petition already. Matt, it is interesting that the planning documents, the consultants, your wife was the one who created this petition where people have signed. They were casting doubt on the existence of your wife. Can you can you break some news for us here on 5AA? Matt, does your wife exist? Does Gina exist?
She does. She very much exists. She is my life, my partner. We've been married for over 30 years.
Yep.
It's just she is not comfortable in front of the media. So she has done a huge amount of work behind the scenes of going through all those documents. So I can. There's lots of people in Barossa know Gina. She volunteers for the CFS. She's an absolute legend. She's my partner of 30 years. I wouldn't be where I am today without her. So she absolutely exists. She is gorgeous. She is fantastic. And she is absolutely working her guts out to help protect the region from an inappropriately zoned development.
How weird they were cast out on her existence. I found her Facebook, and yes, there's not a lot on there, but you're in papers, you're in local stories. Like, it's not, she's not some made-up person. That's a bizarre take. Anyway, December 17, Matt, is the day. The plans are open for public feedback until December 17. What happens from now till then?
Well, the submission period is until the 17th of December. So if your listeners are interested in this and want to find out more, they can either go to the Your Say website Or they can go to a website that we have developed, preserveandprotectbarossa.org, which distills down the 2,600 pages into a more manageable, well, I say more manageable, but it's still 51 pages worth of information. So make sure you read, find out. All we have used is the words from the developer in our document for people to go through, because there's a lot of technical information there. If you are interested in this, and you're for it or you're against it, make a submission, but you must do that by the 17th of December.
Yep.
So if you want to know more, as I said, go to preserveandprotectbarossa.org or go to the Your Say website where you can make an online submission, or go to the Plan SA website and look for the Southern Barossa Winery and Tourism Accommodation Project, and there you will find the environmental impact statement and all the appendices that accompany it. But if you do want to have a little bit of a shortcut, go to preserveandprotectbarossa.org, and then you can find out the really key issues here, which are around bushfire safety, transport, the character preservation district, the unintended consequences on house pricing and rental availability and wages, all those things. They're all there for you to have a look at. All we're trying to do is put the information out there, which is me and my amazing wife, who does exist, for people to make their own decisions. Obviously, it's important to us because we live and work in the Barossa, unlike the developers, who are simply trading off the Barossa's reputation. What we want to do is people make up their own mind, and that's part of being in a democracy. You read the information, you make your own mind up, but please, please do submit to that, because this is the one real chance that the community has to have its voice heard. Because when the submissions go in, the developer then has to respond to those submissions.
Sure.
So if you want to have your say for or against, make sure you do it.
Thanks so much, Matt. Really appreciate the insight this afternoon. As I said, well argued, very passionate. I said to you off air, I don't drink alcohol, so I don't really have a dog in this fight, but I will always lean towards the side of the locals, the people who live there, who are dealing with it day in, day out. I think they always know better than others. Say hello to your non-imaginary wife. Thank you for taking my call, and good luck with it. All the best. We'll keep in touch.
No worries. Thanks, Leith. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Matt McCulloch from Langmuir Winery. If you'd like to check out what's going on in the Barossa, preserveandprotectbarossa.org is the website.